President Obama heads to New York tomorrow to view the damage from Sandy and the ongoing recovery efforts, and requests for federal aid are starting to come in. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is seeking $30 billion to help rebuild his state. But NPR's Brian Naylor reports these requests could hardly come at a worse time, with Congress and the country focused on how to cut spending.
Political leaders from the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast have not been shy about their intent to seek as many federal dollars as possible for their storm-struck states. Damages and lost economic activity as a result of the storm have been estimated as high as $50 billion. Democratic Congressman Joseph Crowley, whose New York City district is among those suffering from the effects of Sandy, says what hurts New York hurts the nation.
If New York, the region around New York and the tri-state region, turns into an economic downturn because of the effects of the storm, it will certainly affect the entire nation's economy. And so I think it's in all of our interest to get the region back up and running at full throttle so that it doesn't become a drag on the rest of the country.
Crowley is among those from both parties who've written to congressional leaders seeking more funding for FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, which is coordinating government aid efforts. FEMA has some $7 billion now available for disaster aid. Crowley says the agency is burning through that at the rate of some $200 to $300 million a day, much of that for short-term housing assistance. But it's the longer-term costs that are most problematic. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says his state needs help for rebuilding housing, transportation infrastructure, even upgrading the state's electrical grid. But some wonder whether taxpayers around the nation should be on the hook for the needs of one region. Richard Silvey is a professor of disaster management at George Washington University, says it's time to look for alternative means of paying for infrastructure repairs.
With infrastructure, you can have income streams. Bridges can charge tolls, you can have highway tolls, there can be different types of use or rental fees, and it doesn't fall on the national taxpayer in Anchorage, Alaska, or Austin, Texas, or Bangor, Maine, to pay for something that is hugely concentrated in one area of the country.
If the past is any guide, there will likely be fights in Congress over whether federal funds for rebuilding after Sandy should be offset with cuts elsewhere in the budget. And it's far from clear how aid money should be spent. There's widespread infrastructure damage throughout the region. In New York, the city's road and subway tunnels were flooded. Stephen Flynn, a professor at the George Costas Research Institute at Northeastern University, says spending smartly is key.
Making sure that critical components like generators are above where they may be, water may be coming. Can we put plugs like airbags in tunnels that we can roll out just before a storm of this size comes in place? Minimum, do we have pumps that we can quickly put in place to dewater so that we don't have a lot of extensive damage? But it really involves us looking at infrastructure through the lens of what if.
FEMA has generally gotten high marks for its response to the storm from officials in the region. President Obama, at his news conference today, says it shows the federal government can make a difference.
People are still going through a really tough time. The response hasn't been perfect, but it's been aggressive and strong and fast and robust, and a lot of people have been helped because of it.
After Katrina, the federal government spent some $120 billion rebuilding levees and infrastructure, providing housing and other needs. At this point, the tab for Sandy doesn't look quite so high, but it's clear that government leaders from the area hit by this storm are insisting on the same treatment as their counterparts received on the Gulf Coast. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.